Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Bryony Alexander, Living with the After Effects by Laurel Williams. Although Bryony Alexander has been in remission for 29 years from nasopharyngeal cancer, otherwise known as NPC, it's still an ongoing challenge as she lives with the after effects of the cancer treatment every day. So what is NPC? Nasopharyngeal cancer is a rare head and neck cancer. The nasopharynx is the top part of the throat behind the nose. The type of cells from which cancer can develop in this area are surface lining cells causing squamous cell carcinoma. There seems to be a bimodal age distribution for getting nasopharyngeal cancer. The peaks are between 15 and 25 and 40 and 50 years. Risk factors include smoking, Epstein-Barr virus, otherwise known as EBV, having ancestry in Southeast Asia, North Africa, or the Arctic, having a family member with head and neck cancer, and following a high diet in salt-cured fish with nitrosamine. Symptoms may be a blocked, painful, or ringing ear, which is usually the earliest sign, a blocked nose, also usually on one side, progressing to both sides, sometimes with nosebleeds. There may also be no symptoms other than a neck lump, which indicates that the cancer has already spread to lymph nodes. If the disease is particularly advanced, the tumor can invade into the skull base, brain, or eyes with symptoms associated with those structures. If you have any of these symptoms, please do consult an ENT or head and neck surgeon. They are the best specialists to make the diagnosis. Bryony Alexander, who is 46, lives in the West Coast, Western Cape. At the age of 16 in 1995, Bryony was diagnosed with nasopharyngeal cancer. This was once she had consulted a GP due to symptoms of a sore throat, swollen lymph nodes, and not being able to swallow. The GP referred her to an oncologist at a provincial hospital where a needle biopsy was performed. She was then sent to a tertiary hospital for another biopsy and a CAT scan. It was a case study at this hospital, as this was the first time the doctors had experienced this rare head and neck cancer, Bryony explains. When asked about being diagnosed as a teenager, she responds that it was like an out-of-body experience, as I was so young. It was extremely overwhelming, but the support of my family allowed me to deal with the challenges one day at a time. My friends and teachers from school at the time were also so very supportive. Bryony underwent chemotherapy and radiation, which proved to be successful despite the nausea, loss of appetite, and lethargy. She was given the all clear, but unfortunately there lay a long, arduous road of dealing with the after effects. So the after effects, at age 22, Bryony moved to Johannesburg and 4 years later had to have a full dental extraction due to the long-term side effects of the radiation. She also underwent hyperbaric oxygen therapy in Pretoria to enhance better blood flow so her jaw could heal properly. Once her mouth healed, she then got dentures. Then 11 years later, in 2017, she had to have a full thyroidectomy, which is surgical removal of the thyroid gland, as her thyroid was swelling up and causing many issues. She also had a skin cancer removed from the back of her ear during the same surgery. However, the skin cancer is unrelated to NPC. Due to Bryony's thyroid removal, she will be on levothyroxine, which is a thyroid medication for the rest of her life. In 2022, Bryony moved back home to the Western Cape. A year later, she experienced high calcium levels and excessive menstruation bleeding. She was referred to a specialist endocrine surgeon and was treated for the high calcium with a planned parathyroid operation in 2024. Unfortunately, her parathyroid couldn't be located. However, lymph nodes were removed for testing and the levothyroxine changed due to overactive symptoms. She currently goes for blood tests and monitoring every 6 months. It's believed that the radiation played a role in the development of her thyroid and parathyroid pathology. Live, laugh, love. When asked how she has managed all of these obstacles, Bryony responds, one day at a time. To live, laugh, love has always been my motto for life, she says. The support of family is great, and through prayer, it has helped my process. I changed my eating plan to softer food and less meat, and I always drink water with my food for digestion as I have very little saliva. She goes on to say, difficult roads can lead to beautiful destinations. I'm a survivor of my own ship, and God has always been my captain.